And welcome back to Coach's Corner. With us now, the head coach of the Spring Grove Lions. It is Cody Moore. Coach, how's it going today?
Doing well, Luke. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us here this morning, Coach. You get the win in the state quarterfinals over Hancock, 40-22. The final score, Coach, overall. Take us to the game and your thoughts on it.
Yeah, well, Luke, you know, we've talked all year about the importance of starting fast, and I felt like we did a really nice job of that the other night against Hancock. They're a very good team. They're very dynamic offensively. You know, we turn on the film and you just kind of see them all year. They were throwing it all over teams. They had a lot of good athletes. Their quarterback could really sling it. They were fast and physical on defense. We were just very impressed by what we saw in film, and we knew it was going to be important to start fast, you know, and try to make them uncomfortable and make them have to play from behind somewhat. And we were able to do that early on. We typically were a team that likes to receive the ball to start the game, but just with the weather the way it was the other night, we thought we'd maybe give our defense a shot to be on the field first. And so we deferred to the second half, and Hancock started with the ball. Their first possession there, they got to a fourth down. They're about right at midfield. And our defense made a really nice stop, fourth and short, to get them off the field. And that was something that sticks out to me early in the game that really got us going, to be able to stop them on a fourth and short type of play. Their running back, he was 6'5", 240 pounds. So they had a horse back there at running back. So I just thought we did a good job overall bottling him up. And that first drive, getting them off the field, that was big. We were able to get the ball back then there at midfield, and we hit Caleb Griffin on a long pass down the middle to get us down around the goal line. And then Eli was able to find Ethan Crouch on the next play, kind of in the front corner of the end zone there. So that put us up 6-0 there early on in the first quarter. We did try kicking a couple extra points there on Thursday night, but it was just with the wind and stuff, it made it fairly tough. So we missed that first extra point that left us up 6-0. Kind of taking you through the scoring here throughout the game. The next one we had, we drove down, and Eli was able to punch it in on a TD run, short TD run, and then run it in for a two-point conversion, which made it 14-0 there in the first quarter. Hancock came back down later in the quarter, and they scored on their own touchdown run, which made it 14-6. That was our score at the end of the first quarter. The second quarter, we were able to get going again with a touchdown pass to Tyson Grindy there early, making it 20-6. We failed on the two-point conversion. And then right before halftime, we were actually able to get Eli loose on another touchdown run, and that made it 26-6 at halftime. So, you know, going into halftime, we were pretty pleased with where we were at. We talked about trying to make sure that we still kept the pedal down and stayed aggressive, but also talked about the importance of trying to grind out the clock a little bit and make them, you know, try to shorten the game a little bit, and making sure that we had good ball security and staying in bounds and all that type of stuff. So it came out in the third quarter. We started with the ball. We put a real nice drive together that ground out quite a bit of clock. We actually drove it all the way down inside their five, and we got stopped on fourth and goal. They made a nice play and stopped us. So they started with the ball there deep on their own end, and we were able to get them off the field. They actually went for it on fourth down from their own 10 there. It was about midway through the third quarter, and we stopped them. We got the ball back, and we were able to capitalize on the short field. Eli punched in another touchdown run, which made the score 32-6. That's what the score was at the end of the third quarter. And then in the fourth quarter, Hancock opened up, and they had a long touchdown pass, a really nice pass. Like I told you before, Luke, their quarterback, he could really throw the ball, and he made some really nice passes throughout the night. And early in that fourth quarter, he made a real nice pass. They ended up getting into the end zone, which made it 32-14. We got the ball back, and we were able to put another nice long drive together. And like we talked about at half, trying to grind some clock, we were able to do that. And we found Tyson Grindy in the corner of the end zone for another touchdown catch. That was with about 4 minutes left in the game. That put us up 40-14. Hancock added another touchdown late, and then that ended up giving us the 40-22 final. So, you know, overall, very pleased with our effort. I just can't say enough about the quality of team Hancock is, and for our defense to do what they did overall, they shut down their dynamic playmakers for the most part, and, you know, our offense being able to start fast, and I just thought we kind of came out really throwing punches, and we stayed aggressive, and, you know, it was just a really, really good overall team win. One guy I want to mention, Logan Brum, he had a really big game for us on the defensive line. He was making plays in the backfield all night, and he was just the guy that really stuck out to us as having a great game. So real proud of Logan and his effort there. And then, you know, obviously Eli, he threw three touchdowns and ran three. And anytime you have that success, obviously, you know, real proud of his efforts, and then also real happy with our guys up front getting the job done there. So overall, real good game, and looking forward to heading to U.S. Bank here next Thursday.
Yeah, you're up at the bank here next Thursday. You take on Fertile Beltrami. Coach, have you had a chance to dive into the film a little bit? I suppose you actually got to watch their game, their quarterfinal matchup, right?
Yeah, that was the nice part. You know, we played there Thursday night, and Fertile Beltrami and Ogilvy, their game got moved to last night because of, like, the blizzard-type conditions that they're dealing with up there. Thankfully, we didn't have to deal with that down here yet. We don't need that yet. But so we were able to watch that as a team last night. So that was good. And, you know, Fertile, they are dynamic on offense. They're maybe a little bit more so run heavy than Hancock was, but they have a quarterback that he can run around and he can throw it as well. Their big playmaker, though, is their running back, number two. They'll move him around. They run some jet sweep stuff with him from receiver. They'll move him to running back, and he just looks like a game breaker type of kid. So we'll have our hands full there, and we got to make sure we have a good week of preparation to get ready for that, you know. And, you know, anytime we're excited to have the opportunity to go play inside, it'll be – I told the guys, I said, there's one thing that I can tell you for sure, it's going to be a lot warmer next week. So I'm no weatherman, but I think playing inside, that'll be nice. You know, I think our guys are excited just to have the opportunity to go play at a facility like that. It's been a few years since we've been there. So just really excited for the opportunity and looking forward to a great matchup there against Fertile.
Cody Moore with us, the head coach of the Spring Grove Lions. They take down Hancock in the state's quarterfinals, 40-22. They take on Fertile Beltrami. That's, again, on Thursday, November 17th, 1 o'clock to kick off from U.S. Bank Stadium, and we'll have the action right here on 103.1 KFIL. Cody, as always, we do appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and good luck here next Thursday.
Thanks a lot, Luke. Appreciate your coverage.
We appreciate that. Thanks, Cody. We got more Coach's Corner on the way next this morning right here on 103.1 KFIL.